All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Podnuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B., and I am coming at you live from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, we just returned from a great event in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So the first thing that I want to do is give a shout out to Jeff Hollish and Paco LeBron for putting on an absolutely fantastic event called TechCon Unplugged. And as I mentioned, it was in Grand Rapids. It was not this past weekend, but the weekend before, the 20th through the 22nd. It was a great conference. We had some great vendors, some great discussions, and it was probably one of the best events that I've attended in quite some time. Very well done. Kudos to Jeff and Paco, and also John Dubinsky, since it was his city that was the host. So I want to give a great shout out to the three of them for putting on a great event. I was there. I just simply was there in support. I got to do a couple of presentations, had a great presentation with Datto, and would like to say thank you to Jennifer and Ryan for putting that together. And they gave us a great demo of the Datto networking products and look to be doing more and more work with them. A lot of more stuff on them. Folks, you will hear a complete rundown of TechCon Unplugged if you subscribe to the Computer Repair Podcast. That show is usually live Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m. I think Jeff posts that up on, I think it's Thursday night it might show up. So if you get that in your podcast catcher, you'll get that. And they did a complete rundown of the conference, and that was a great event. So, all right. And the only other housekeeping stuff that I want to take care of is just to let you know, if you're not a normal viewer or listener, Podnuts Pro is a podcast for IT business support. You can find the show listed on podnuts.com, P-O-D-N-U-T-Z. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions for the show, if you like the show, if you don't like the show, send them on in. Send them to marvin@podnuts.com. I do read all your emails. I may not answer right away, but I will answer at some point in time. And just to prove to you that I get that, Lewis, I got your message that you need me to send you that spreadsheet, and I will do that real, real soon. And I will actually be talking about that on an upcoming show. Lewis had sent in a request for the formula that I use when I calculate the monthly agreement cost for my client. And I have a spreadsheet that I use for that, as well as a listing of costs that I put in for each item. So I would do that on an upcoming show, but I will be sending that to Lewis. All right. Holy crap. There's a lot of people in here. So let's do this. This is a very different show. This is not going to be a typical Podnuts Pro show. Normally, I have on either a guest, which would be another IT service provider, managed service provider, computer business repair shop, solo tech, where we would share stories and tips. Sometimes I'll have on vendors or service providers that are providing tools and services to the IT community. Just thought it was a great thing to be able to have some vendors come on the show and get their perspective on stuff and good and bad about things that are going on. Today, however, this is more of a public service announcement, and it was not intended to be as big as it is, but it is going to be apparently. And let me give a little bit of background as to how today is going to go. This first started basically back on August 12th of this year, 2019, when I got a message from one of my listeners that wanted to tell me about an experience that he had with one of the vendors. And so I listened to that whole, or I read the whole message and said, interesting. And over the next week or two, we actually got more and more reports about this. So that's where it started. It kind of came about when I got back from the conference last week, and I actually started reading the reports of Michael T. Mann, the CEO of MyPayroll.com, where I read that he had, let's say, for lack of a better phrase, diverted $35 million out of payroll and tax deposits into his own personal account. And that was quite interesting because that comes up in a lot of the group discussions where people were, you know, commenting about how we can be affected by that or not affected by that if we keep our money set up in a certain account or we don't transfer money until a certain time if we're using a third party to do our payroll. I do not have a third party use my for my payroll, so I really didn't participate in that discussion. However, it got me thinking because this basically is a story that should end up on American Greed. And for those of you that don't know, American Greed is a show that I watch on a regular basis, along with some other weird shows, but we'll get into that another time. But American Greed is a show that talks about all these types of scams and scoundrels and people that trick other people out of money and things of that nature. And it's funny because Scott Rothstein is an attorney that was down here in Fort Lauderdale. And if it were not for Bernie Madoff, Scott Rothstein would have probably been the largest Ponzi scheme in America. It definitely is in the state of Florida. Scott Rothstein was an attorney. He is permanently disbarred now, but he ended up milking $1.2 billion out of people when they were trying to do structured settlements, and he diverted funds for his own personal accounts. And he did try to cover up a lot of stuff by, you know, giving money for philanthropy and doing a lot of political contributions. A lot of those companies ended up giving money back, so that's great. But $1.2 billion down here in Fort Lauderdale. And the reason that comes up for me is because I didn't know Scott Rothstein personally, but a couple of my law firm clients did. And because of the extravagance and the way that he lived his life down here, a lot of attorneys wanted to be Scott Rothstein. But in the end, of course, nobody wants to be Scott Rothstein because he is in jail for 50 plus years and is basically being recognized as a mini Madoff for the scam that he did. So bring this back full circle. Another show that I had seen on American Greed was with a lady named Elizabeth Mulder. And that show came out in August of 2018. So Elizabeth Mulder was also featured on a show called Pink Collar Crimes. And the name of the American Greed episode was called The Fake Housewife of Orange County. And the episode of Pink Collar Crimes was called The Crappy Accountant. And Elizabeth Mulder goes by the nickname of Lizzie. And what she would do is befriend small business owners and then take money out of their accounts. And basically, because she posed as an accountant, she would basically divert payroll tax money into a fake account that she had created for herself called Income Tax Payments, and ended up taking $1.5 million from those small business owners. Many of them were personal friends, but the way in which she did that in terms of befriending them, then creating fake personas and fictitious email accounts was just something that caught my attention because of some of the things that I'll be telling you a little bit later. So I'm going to have links to all of these things that I've mentioned, the mypayroll.com, the Scott Rothstein American Greed, as well as the Elizabeth Mulder American Greed. And to bring this full circle, just to let you know, I'm actually going to go off script because I am not doing a good job of keeping this line by line of what I wrote. But I need to at least say a couple of things just to start. This is something that I know that a lot of people do not want me to do. A lot of people have discouraged me from doing it in the way that I'm going to do it, in terms of mentioning this to begin with. Apparently, this is something that has been going on for at least a couple of years, maybe more. This is something where we know this person, and a lot of us know this person very well. And people don't want to name names. They don't want to either be embarrassed or be caught up in all the drama. So a lot of people have been basically turning a blind eye to this. And after hearing what I've heard since August 12th, I decided I can't turn a blind eye anymore. So something has to be done. The people that this reportedly happened to need to have a voice in the community. They need to have somebody stand up to them. The person that I'm basically referencing is a person that thinks that they have been dodging bullets and even posted something on a Facebook page saying that, you know, how great it is to have dodged bullets and have it feel like it's success. And that is just absolutely wrong, in my opinion, to do that. It's wrong because the people that have talked to me, that I have personally spoken to, and as of now, the number that I have personally myself spoken to is 8. I've spoken to a 9th person that actually has contact with many, many more people going back a couple of years that I don't know what the number is because I didn't ask. At the time, I didn't want to know. I thought I would be somebody that was also turning a blind eye. But it seems as though this number could be in the dozens, if not hundreds, of things that I'm going to talk about. So the report that I got on August 12th was somebody wanting to basically report to me an experience they had with this vendor. And it was a vendor that had promised services to them and had not followed through. And whether it was a lack of communication or whatever, it certainly turned out to be a lack of trust, because this is somebody that was supposed to be helping their business grow and was supposed to be providing things for them that would, in a sense, get them clients. And there was a lot of promises that were not kept, and there were a lot of things done that kept getting pushed back. So reportedly, calls were being made for companies, leads were being provided for companies that never came through to fruition. That in and of itself probably isn't a bad thing, certainly not illegal, but to some degree wrong because of the viewpoint that we all have. The person that was supposed to be doing this was somebody who was openly parading around this country, living their best life, parading themselves as living the best life, and simply, I'm trying to think of all the good words without throwing stuff out there, but for the bottom line is doing a lot of things that afforded them a very comfortable life, being able to go and do whatever they wanted. And it appeared that it would be at the expense of others, because the people that were paying a monthly fee to grow their business were not getting the results that they were promised. One of the people that I spoke to actually claims that they went to their office to find an account manager to ask them, you know, some questions and get some clarification and kind of work through some things. But when they got to the office, there was no account manager there. In fact, there was no staff there. And so this person who had openly, you know, portrayed the company as X number of people, 10, 15, whatever the number is, in fact, appeared to only have one person. And this, in a sense, shocked the person that I spoke with, because one, they thought that they were being represented by a team. And we've all seen posts where there was a team mentioned, but it seemed that there never was a team produced. So yeah, okay. Red flag, there it is. But when we started getting these people talking to each other, and of course I said that I had spoken to 8 and there are more that this has happened to, it seemed as though all of them shared the same story, that this Elizabeth Mulder type would create false emails and pretend to be other members of the team, that it would appear that this person was not making calls on their company's behalf, was not setting up appointments for them. And when one of the people that we spoke with actually pressed for information as to who is the appointment for, who is it with, who can I call, a image was given of the company. And when the person called, the company was not only not the size that they reported and not the warm lead that was reported, the company had not even heard of the company or the person that they were supposed to have set the appointment with. So by all accounts, this seems to be very misleading, something that is, in my opinion, gross negligence, or whatever term we can come up with, that you're paying monthly to get some sort of results, and it looks like not even an effort is being made to try to get the results. And that, I think, is what is so atrocious in all of this, that, you know, we're talking amounts of $500, $800, $1,000, $1,300 a month that you're paying to get results. If I had been somebody that was paying for those types of results and I didn't get, you know, it's not a matter of getting the results, because you can try and fail. That happens all the time. I'm used to that because I played sports. You can try as hard as you can. You can do everything right and still not get the results that you want. But to not even show up, to not even try, I mean, that is probably one of the, if you're an athlete, that is probably one of the worst things that can ever be said about a team, is that you gave up and you quit or you didn't try. So to have a vendor in our industry who portrays themselves as somebody who can do something, it's okay if you try and don't do. But if you don't try, and then you turn around and make the people that are paying you feel bad, or that they've done wrong, that's where we kind of have to stop and say, this isn't right. And so that's what I'm doing here. Some people who have not wanted me to do this kind of are like, well, you know, why you, Marvin? You're just, you know, some no name. Yeah, you're right. I'm a trunch slammer from Fort Lauderdale. But I'm somebody who has become a part of this community. And whether we call it Podnuts or ASCII or CompTIA or Channel Pro or whatever, we see each other. We know each other. We have been trying for years to help each other. The conference that we just talked about earlier with Jeff and Paco and John, you know, was a great time for everybody to come together, share experiences, help each other. And literally, we were with vendors that were excited to be on the same page as we were in growing this community and making things better for everybody. But yet, we've got this one person who appears to be doing completely the opposite and is only concerned about themselves, concerned about taking as much money from people as they can. It just seems that something is wrong with that equation. So yeah, I'm a trunk slamming man in the van from Fort Lauderdale, but the people that feel that they've lost money, that they've thrown money away, I feel with them, and they should not feel embarrassed. They should not feel like they can't have a voice for them, and they should be able to have something done about this. At the very least, what should happen is that this person gets exposed and we do a better job of vetting people like this. Because what I don't want to happen is a month from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, somebody comes back and says, hey, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you let me know? I could have done something else and been a whole lot happier. That's where I'm at right now with this. I just can't stand by and watch my friends get taken advantage of, or let them continually feel like victims. And the reason I say that is because this person has posted on Facebook that they are a victim. And it really upsets me that somebody could take money for a service that they do not provide and then turn around and make the person that paid the money feel like they're at fault, and make it feel like if somebody says anything, if somebody tries to stand up to them, that they're being bullied, that the other person is in the wrong. They are not in the wrong. If I pay for a service and I don't get it, and I want to look behind the counter, if I want to look behind the curtain, if Comcast is down, I call Comcast and say, what is wrong? Why is my service down? we should be able to do the same thing with our vendors. Now, I know that I've pretty much talked about this one vendor in a bad light, and I want to make sure that I let everybody know this is not by far a reflection of the vendors in our community. We have great vendors. We have vendors that, even if things are bad, they step up to the plate and they do what they need to do to make things right. We have had Mike Smith call out Malwarebytes for an update glitch, and they came forward and did what they needed to do. We have people in groups that complain about RMM products all the time. They complain about, you know, DNS filtering products, and they may switch. But the difference here is that these companies have a service that works for some, and it may not work for everybody. It's a preference a lot of times. Hey, this has this feature and this one doesn't, or this feature doesn't work the way I want it to. This one doesn't. You know what? I had a bad experience here. I'm moving on. But it's not that these companies are taking money and not providing a service. And that's what this Lizzie person in our community is. And I say Lizzie, meaning Elizabeth Mulder type, even though let's just say I think most people in the community know who I'm talking about. And I'm going to do this. I know that there's a bunch of people in the chat, and I see that there have been comments made. I am going to end off the formal version of Podnuts Pro, and this is what will go out in the podcast, but I'm going to stay in the chat. I'm going to go through and look at the comments and answer any questions and try to clarify anything that I may not have said clearly. Because of course I got off script. If you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know that that's what happens. And this time I tried to put a script together. I actually thought I was going to do a little teleprompter, you know, be like all political and just read straight across the teleprompter, but that sucks. I'm not doing that. That is going to do it for this episode of Podnuts Pro. Again, if you have comments or questions, be sure to email me, marvin@podnuts.com. Everything that I talked about here will be in the show notes. So look at your podcatcher, go to the show page and click on any of those links. And until next time, holla.